Every day when you're walking down the street, everybody that you meet has an original point of view.
That's the theme song for everyone's favorite aardvark, Arthur. The long-running PBS cartoon, which is co-produced by The Takeaway's partner WGBH, recently premiered the first episode of its 22nd season, and it featured a very noteworthy wedding. In the show, Arthur's teacher, Mr. Ratburn, got married to his partner, Patrick, marking the first time the show has represented the LGBTQ community. But Arthur is just the latest example of the many children's programs that are now incorporating LGBTQ storylines and characters.
I know this is all kind of silly. I mean, we've been together for 5,750 years.
And 8 months.
I used to feel like I wasn't much good, just one of me on my own. But when we're together, it feels like it's okay to just be me. So I want to be me with you. And not even the diamonds will come between us. And if they try, we'll beat them up!
That's Ruby reading her wedding vows to Sapphire on the Cartoon Network show Steven Universe. The scene marked the first same-sex marriage depicted in a mainstream children's television show. Steven Universe has been praised for its LGBTQ representation and recently became the first animated show to win a GLAAD award. Rebecca Sugar is the creator of Steven Universe and is here to talk about LGBTQ representation in children's entertainment. Rebecca, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
So tell us about why LGBTQ representation was important to bring that into Steven Universe.
Well, when I started the show, I really based it off of my relationship with my younger brother, Steven Sugar. And the show was really built around our sibling dynamic. But the fact of the matter is that Steven's older sibling is me, and I am bisexual. And part of our childhood growing up together, part of our friendship together, I'm a part of that. So my goal initially was to tell a very honest story through the lens of sci-fi, fantasy, action, comedy, really at its core, a very honest story about what it was like for us growing up together and being siblings and best friends. And that was part of that story. I couldn't leave that part out. It just wouldn't have been honest.
And what was the feedback? We know, as we mentioned at the top, the show has won a GLAAD award, but what's the feedback been like from kids who watch the show?
Oh, it's wonderful. The fans have been so amazing to get to see this generation and meet kids and their parents. Like when I go to conventions, to see them talking with each other, to see them bonding over the show, and to have this be a part of that conversation that parents and kids can have, and to also feel understood as a person. For so much of my life, I never talked about this. I would incorporate it into my work, into my cartoons. That was really how I expressed myself. But when I was growing up, personally, I was very shy, and I didn't really know that people would understand if I talked about this personally. And now all of a sudden I meet absolute, like complete strangers, and I meet, you know, teens and youth and families that completely understand and that completely relate. And I didn't know that so many people could relate to this because I hadn't really had an opportunity to talk about it. And so the show, in a way, is my chance to talk about this side of myself and know that it's okay to talk about this. It's been really life-changing for me to get to be open about this.
We know that back in 2005, PBS said they would not air an episode of an Arthur spinoff, which was called Postcards from Buster, because that spinoff featured a lesbian couple. I'm wondering, in your experience, how much you think network executives have evolved when it comes to LGBTQ characters since then, especially when we're talking about children's programming.
Right. Well, what's really so moving about this happening now in Arthur is that PBS did do this in 2005. They did show in Postcards from Buster, they did show this family, this real family. They made this episode, and then they were pressured by the Bush administration to pull it. And in 2005, I was a senior in high school, and I knew about this. At that point, I already knew I wanted to go into animation, and I heard all about this, and it's really difficult. I think it was really harmful to a lot of kids, anyone who was aware of this, anyone who was aware of that pressure. It's just really hurtful. And At the time when we first introduced Ruby and Sapphire as a couple, gay marriage was not yet legal in the United States, and we could not say that they were a romantic couple, which they absolutely were. We had to find a completely different way to talk about relationships in order to show what their relationship was. And over time, we pushed to have them be openly, romantically together. Although it was clear that they always were, that pushback over time, we got the executives on board with supporting what we were trying to do. And by 2016, we were able to do the wedding. It was really difficult for me personally. I could feel the difference between, there were aspects of, you know, my childhood that I could talk about openly. As a bisexual person, I could talk about the sort of heteronormative feelings that I had had, but I could not talk about this. And knowing that I had to hide that part of myself in something that was so much about my personal life, I felt awful. I felt like I had to be a liar, like I couldn't be honest. And I think it's so unfair because the children who internalize that, who see this and know that this has been taken out, then, you know, it's not fair that certain people get to be honest and other people just aren't allowed to be honest. And knowing that that by not including that that's what we were saying was very difficult for me. I couldn't stand to say that. I wanted to let kids know that that could be a part of their experience of growing up. And I think if you wait to tell kids that can be a part of their life and that those feelings, any sort of love feelings that they have, that those are beautiful, natural feelings, if you wait until they're already grown to tell them that, because it's not something that we're supposed to talk about with kids, you grow up feeling like you shouldn't exist and like there's, you don't get to understand your own feelings. And it's just very difficult. And I couldn't stand that. I wanted to get to be honest, and I wanted to tell our audience that they should get to be honest too.
You know, Rebecca, one of the things that I saw on social media after this happened was some folks are saying, well, why don't we just get to the point where it's not a big deal even, you know, like where this isn't an issue. It's not a segment on a show, for example. It's just part of a natural occurrence of the life of our animated characters here. Going forward, what do you think is important for children's shows in terms of LGBTQ representation?
Well, that would be amazing, and there just needs to be so much more of it. And we take for granted how often we tell love stories to kids, how often we show animated weddings. If there are many, many, many more of these, then yes, we could be there where this is as natural and beautiful and as it is in reality. But until then, it is a big moving deal because this is a wonderful reality that is really not being shown to kids who could benefit hugely from knowing, you know, if this is something that's true for them, that they have a future where they can be happy.
Rebecca Sugar is the creator of the Cartoon Network show, Steven Universe. Rebecca, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
Listen to your heart, listen to the beat, listen to the rhythm of the street. Open up your eyes, open up your ears, get together and make things better by working together.
And that's our show for today. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. We'll see you tomorrow.